We can strengthen ourselves by inhaling golden light into our heart chakra and exhaling the shadow of our sorrows and disillusions. This is called the lucid flame. And we actually have, there is a meditation called The Secret of the Golden Flower. And it is a meditation to cleanse the mind and opens a path towards mental freedom and awakening. Now, The Secret of the Golden Flower was one of the first Buddhist books that was translated into a Western language. And this was done in 1929. It was translated into German. And then afterwards, really quickly, it was translated into English. The beauty of The Secret of the Golden Flower is that there's no religious system attached to this meditation. And I want to talk a little briefly about what we're visualizing, what we're the symbolism that's going on here. The golden light represents the cleansing and the lightening of the mind. The flower symbolizes the opening and the blossoming of the mind, which is the awakening. Now, you can do this meditation in the morning. You can do it for 15 minutes as the sun is rising, as you're greeting the day. You can just also do it in the morning as you're waking up. You can also do this meditation in the evening before bedtime to close out your day. Now, what's beautiful about this is that it really gets your head in a good space or a clear headspace to either feel empowered for the day or to close out maybe any frustrations or negativities that arised or even other people's energy that has arised throughout the day. So you can just close that energy down. You can close that day down. So what we're going to be doing is meditating on this golden light. We're going to call it down from our crown chakra down through our system or down through our body. We're going to feel this golden light in our belly. We're going to see this golden light spinning clockwise. And then we're going to push it down past down our tailbone and then do a U-turn up, back, out. We're going to exhale it out. So we're going to breathe it in, bring it down to our body, have it circulate in a clockwise position in our stomach. And then we're going to push it down into the tailbone, and then it's going to come right back out. One thing I want to touch base on really quick before we get into the meditation is many people talk about the fact that they have trouble centering or calming their mind. That's normal and natural, and it takes time to really master your mind. It takes time to let thoughts just roll through your body or roll through your mind. And some days are better than others. Some days you'll have great control of your mind. Other days you may not. And it's really just an invitation for you to keep meditating, to keep working with these energies and keep working with your mind. So allow your thoughts to roll through your body and be cleansed by this golden light. Allow the thoughts to come, allow the thoughts to rise, and also allow them to go. You're going to, by using this meditation, become independent of your thoughts. You're going to release, as the Buddhists call, the monkey mind. I want to leave you with a quote by Osho before we tap into or get into the actual meditation itself. And this quote is about our mind being like an ocean. And the thoughts are waves, you know, our thoughts are waves that roll through the ocean. And I'm going to paraphrase a bit of his quote, and then I'm going to actually read the quote to you. One is, your mind is like an ocean, and to think of your mind without waves is, or think of an ocean without waves is to, it's almost like crazy to think about it that way. So you have to have waves in an ocean. It's just natural. That's what takes place. So what we are doing is learning to roll with the waves as opposed to getting rid of the waves. There is no ocean without waves. There is no mind without thought. You're going to have thoughts. What you need to do, or what we're inviting you to do, is roll and release. Allow the thoughts to come in, not to attach them, and release. So to quote Osho, thoughts are the waves on the ocean of consciousness. They are like transient bubbles, disappearing almost before they even are formed. They indicate a troubled and agitated surface. One who is in them cannot be in any depth. To be in them, to be in these waves, is to be in shallow water. All thoughts are shallow. No thought can be deep because no wave can be in the depths of the ocean. Waves are possible only on the surface. Thoughts, too, are just the play on the surface of consciousness. The ocean is not in the waves. The waves are in the ocean. There cannot be waves without an ocean, but there can be an ocean without waves. There cannot be any thoughts without consciousness, but there can be consciousness without thoughts. Now, I found this really interesting because he does have a part here that says there can be oceans without waves. Take some liberty with that. There can't exactly be an ocean without waves. However, there can be a more calm ocean where we're not having tsunamis, of course. But I always love reading what we would call the masters and seeing how they push our thoughts to a certain area, and then also how that invites us to have our own interpretation of what it is that we're trying to achieve through meditation and what we're trying to achieve by mastering our minds. So again, once our consciousness, or once you become more aware, you can become more relaxed. Thank you, and I'm really excited for you to check out and use the Golden Light, the Golden Flower meditation.